1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Hello from Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Greensports.net is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. Much better. We got out of the cathedral we were in to start here. Greensports.net, of course, is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. People you know, people you can trust. We're brought to you today by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. This is the Iron Synergy pregame show. Coming up, we've got the number seven Waynesburg Central Raiders taking on the number six Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Chargers. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll jump into this one here on greensports.net. This is the Iron Synergy pregame show.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Green County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Green County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Back from Olsh here on the Iron Synergy pregame show. Andy Stanko, Sam McCollum here with you tonight from Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Number 7 and number 6 in 3A. Both teams met their demise in the quarterfinal round. Waynesburg Central running into number 2 Beaver Falls. Olsh running into number 3 Greensburg Central Catholic. That semifinal, both semifinals will be played tomorrow in this 3A bracket. What was a pretty loaded 3A. If Waynesburg Central was 21-2 or 20-2 in the regular season and ended up with a number 7 seed, but you look around, it was girls 3A was no joke this season, that's
no,
for sure.
It truly wasn't. I mean, it's a lot of incredible teams there. Beaver Falls, we saw them the other night against Waynesburg. Just incredible ball players. I mean, Waynesburg gave it their all. It was just, you know, young against older and more mature, and more mature, and I'll tell you, a little more aggressive. I think Beaver Falls was a little more aggressive than the Raiders that night. And, yeah, but you said it. It's loaded from top to bottom.
Yeah, number one Shadyside, state runners-up from last year, number one team of the state. Beaver Falls 20-0, only lost to 2A Neshannock, the number one seed in 2A in overtime. Greensburg Central Catholic is your back-to-back Whitfield champions, and then Seton LaSalle, Section 3 champion, took out Quaker Valley in the quarterfinal. So those are the teams that are left. Two games here tonight in this first round of a consolation. Now, this is an elimination game or a state qualifying game if you look at it one way or the other.
Right.
With number 7 and number 6, we're also getting number 4 and number 8, Quaker Valley and Avonworth are tangling tonight. So the winner of tonight's game plays the winner of that game for fifth place in the WPIAL 3A bracket, and there's only 6 qualifiers. So you got to make the fifth place game if you want to go to states.
Absolutely. You have to win here. And once you do, you punch your ticket to Hershey or to states. No matter you know what happens in the next game, you will have another game to see if you end up fifth or sixth. But you have to win tonight. If you lose tonight, you're out of it. So big, big game tonight. Most people don't realize how important it is, because if you qualify, especially as a young team, for the state playoffs, it's just so it's valuable. What you're going to learn, how you're going to learn, how you're going to play, things like that are so valuable for next year's season.
Yeah, both of these teams looking to learn from their loss in the quarterfinal round. You already mentioned Waynesburg losing 68-45 to Beaver Falls. Really, 15 first-half turnovers for Waynesburg Central, 27 for the game. Had some trouble with Beaver Falls' full-court press. And on the other side, Olsch lost to number 3 Greensburg Central Catholic, 57-42. Olsch played Greensburg Central Catholic last year in the postseason, lost to GCC in the semifinals, beat them in the states. Greensburg Central Catholic led by 7 at the half. Olsch led by 1 to start the third quarter, or into the third quarter. And then Greensburg Central Catholic outscored them 23-7 the rest of the way. So both these teams looking to bounce back. We'll step aside for another break. This is the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Thank you.
back from Olsh on the Iron Synergy pregame show. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Chargers, 18-6 in the season, 10-4, good for third place in 3A Section 1. They are returning state semifinalists, and they need to win this game, obviously, for state qualification. Olsh has appeared in the PIAA state playoffs every year since 2018, except for 2020, in which the state playoffs were canceled. And then Waynesburg Central, state qualifier in 23 and 24. Raiders went 21-3 and were 10-2 in 3A Section 3, good for second place. Starting lineups, you see them there on your screen. Johnson, Pauly, Blair, Knight, and Cowell for Waynesburg. Trombetta, Jashner, Parker, Garner, and Winter for Olsh.
Sorry, trying to do the important things here, Andy. Wave at my granddaughter.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. And with that, the stage is set. We'll take one more break here on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Just about ready for tip-off here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on NFHS. It is a first-round consolation game. The winner to the seventh-place game in the girls' 3A bracket. I see Peyton Cowell in the circle for Waynesburg. Raiders wearing black with red numbers. Rowan Winter, the sophomore, in the circle for Olsh to jump it up. And we are underway here from Olsh. Chargers win the tip, and Dashner with the basketball. Right side from Betta back to Dashner, reversed left side. Skip pass right side, deep right corner for Parker. Parker to the opposite block, extra pass outside. Lola Garner for three, and Garner puts on in the first shot he takes. She takes.
Well, Waynesburg's working out of a 3-2 zone, and the third girl just didn't get out in time to put any pressure on that shot.
3-0 Olsh, 7:30 to go, first quarter. Passing up an open three, deep left corner. Adonai Johnson, a three-pointer off the mark. Long rebound picked up by Pauly. Pauly to the near corner. Ball reversal. Blair, ball fakes, probes. Out to Pauly, another three. Top of the key. Rattles around and picked up by Olsh. Lola Garner. Waynesburg popping a few early as well.
Good job by Olsh to rebound there, though.
Winter at the top. Puts it over to the right wing for Trombetta. Back to Winter. Free throw line jumper is good. 5-0 Olsh, a minute in.
Olsh are making these shots look easy, too.
So a left wing open three and then a free throw line jumper makes it 5-0 to the Chargers. Cowell back to Pauly. Left corner, it's Johnson. Johnson for Cowell. Back to Johnson. Pauly off the dribble. Takes a three, deep three. Nothing but air. Pulled in by Parker. Leah Parker to Trombetta, Shea Trombetta. Two pairs of sisters that'll play for Olsh. Extra pass, left corner, three ball for Garner again. Her second three, it's 8-0 Olsh, less than 2 minutes in.
And that time she was contested, so she's feeling it right now.
Yeah, Lola Garner is the leading scorer for this Olsh team. As Johnson, a quick shot, left corner, not quite a three. Pulled in, going the other way by Parker. Up the floor, Dashner. Dribbling with the right hand. Deep right corner. High pass pulled in by Garner. Reversal. Reversal. That's Parker for three. And she puts it in. Timeout Waynesburg. It's 11-0. 5:53 to go in the first quarter in favor of Olsh. We'll take a break.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Back from Olsh on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, 11-0 Chargers. Waynesburg with the basketball, Pauly to Johnson, deep left corner. Dribbles back, hands off to Pauly. Skip pass to Knight on the right wing, deep right corner. It's Blair, wants the three off the mark. Offensive rebound, Pauly up, misses the layup, and out of bounds to Waynesburg.
But at least the Raiders now are trying to work the ball into the paint, try to get the easier shots, kind of get something going here.
Pauly gives it, gets it right back, misses the layup, pulled in by Winter. Couple of good looks for Waynesburg on that possession. Comes up empty. Left side is Parker, another three ball in transition. That one's too strong. Pulled in by Winter. Winter back to Parker. Left side, extra pass from Dashner. Deep corner. Inside to Winter, left block. Dribbles in and scores over the shoulder. Rowan Winter for two. 13-0 Olsh. 3 minutes in. Peyton Cowell. Baseline jumper off the mark, rattles around. Rebound fought for, and Pauly able to tie up Winter. It will stay with Waynesburg on the jump ball. 4:55 to go, first quarter. Olsh by 13. Knight to trigger here for Waynesburg Central. Out, and it is tipped by Dashner, but tracked down by Pauly.
Well, I think lucky for Waynesburg it was tipped right there because it may have gone into the backcourt.
Waynesburg Central, deep right corner with Johnson. Pass from Knight. Three-pointer is long. Pulled in by Blair. Goes over the shoulder on the block. No good. The follow. And Cowell is blocked by Rowan Winter. Going the other way again. Parker on that left wing. Back out to Shea Trombetta. And now Dashner will work. Dashner picks up a dribble. High post is Garner. Inside to Winter. Defended by Cowell. Left block. Nice little bounce pass back to Garner. Runner in the lane is good. 15-0 Olsh nearing the midway point of this first quarter.
Olsh just doing a nice job of moving the ball around and finding the open player.
Waynesburg looking for its first basket. Cowell defended. Knight on the right wing. At the top, it's Blair. Hands to Pauly. Pauly to the free throw line. Cowell looking inside to Blair. Contested on the catch. Out of bounds. Last touch by Blair. It's a turnover. 3:50 to go. First quarter, it's 15-0 Olsh.
Yeah, you can see in the replay right there, Lola Garner just got to the right place. They got fed her the ball, and she was able to get the shot.
Dashner to Trombetta. Dribble handoff for Parker. Parker from the top of the key to the left wing, now to the corner. Keeps the dribble alive to the wing. Garner, deep left corner. Bounce pass in for Winter. Good defense there by Peyton Cowell. It's coming the other way with Pauly. Pauly ahead for Johnson, left side. To Blair, right side, towards the top of the key. Three ball is good. Emma Blair.
Well, the Waynesburg finally got the lid off. I thought maybe there was saran wrap over that hoop for a while.
15-3 Olsh. 3:07 to go, first quarter. We wouldn't have known.
I know.
With the way this one started. Parker, ball reversal to Dashner. Dashner inside, little turnaround from the left block by Garner off the mark. Pulled in by Knight. Waynesburg scores, gets a stop, coming down the floor here with Pauly. Knight to the right wing, it's Johnson. Dribbling towards the top, turns, passes to her right to Blair. Blair spots up another three-pointer. Good! Back-to-back threes for Emma Blair. It's 15-6, 2:35 to go, first quarter.
All of a sudden, Emma Blair has a hot hand.
And both shots were around that same exact spot.
Right.
Slightly off to the right, but not quite on the wing. It is Parker to Garner, now left side. Dashner looking inside. Shot by Leah Parker. She's fouled from the left block. 2:17 to go, first quarter. It's 15-6 Olsh.
And the name of the game right now is Olsh's ball movement. They're moving it around until they find the open shooter, and then they've shot really well.
First free throw is good for Leah Parker. Got subs for both teams. For Waynesburg, it's Larson Huffman, and for Olsch, it's Macy Trombetta. Macy in for her sister, Shea. Second free throw is good for Parker. She's got seven. 17-6 Olsch, 2:15 to go, first quarter. Pauly for Cowell. Driving in from the left elbow. Has it tipped and taken away. Other way with Olsch with Dashner, left corner, or left wing. Stepping into a three, trailing is Parker. Off the mark, long rebound to the right baseline and out of bounds.
Parker might have gotten away with a travel right there. I don't know if we had that in the replay, but she took an extra step before she shot that.
And that one goes out of bounds. 1:56 to go. First quarter, 17-6 Olsch. It was 15-0 to open the game in favor of the host Chargers. Pauly over the timeline. Waynesburg trails by 11 to the top of the key. Finds Cowell. Cowell fakes. Puts it to the left wing. Huffman to the deep left corner to Blair. Left block. Cowell turns, shoots, and I think Winter got a part of that.
I think she did. Good defense by Winter. She's just playing tough tonight.
Trombetta inside, and it's an easy layup for Winter, uncontested. 19-6 Olsch. 1:20 left in this first quarter. Pauly out to Blair, right wing. At the top, it's Cowell. Gets it right back, up and in. Emma Blair has all 8 points for Waynesburg Central on this one.
And that's about the first time Waynesburg has run their offense. And they ran it well and got the shot.
A little give and go there. 19-8, Olsch leads final minute of this first quarter. Operating is Garner. Gets to the left elbow, puts up the shot. No good. Rebound fought for. It is Cowell. Waynesburg coming the other way. Pauly sizing up the defense. Huffman fakes to the pass to the corner. Mid-post. Cal turns, kicks out. Blair, another three. Got it again. 11 points for Emma Blair, and it's 19-11 Olsch.
Well, and if you're a Raider fan, that's the best way you can work back in the game is with three-point shots.
That's 3 3-pointers for Blair, and what was a 15-point lead is now 8 as Pauly tips that ball out of bounds. So Olsch will have it, leading 19-11, 19 seconds left in this first quarter. So we'll see if Waynesburg can keep this deficit at 8.
We saw in the replay there Emma Blair with a beautiful three-point shot.
She's been stroking it, especially from that right side, as Trombetta connects with Parker. Dashner still well near half court. Trombetta, 6 seconds. Oh, nice back cut for Dashner. Kicks out. Winter, a long two. Misses everything, but the putback up and no good by Garner. At the end of the first quarter, it's Olsch 19, Waynesburg Central 11 here on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Second quarter about to get underway here from Olsch. It's the Chargers 19, Waynesburg Central 11 here on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County. Johnson, Pauly, Blair, Huffman, and Cowell for Waynesburg. I see Dashner, Parker, Macy Trombetta, Garner. No Winter right now, but Jules Goshen as probing in as Trombetta turns, passes, and throws it away. From the baseline.
For the Raiders, they're going to take Huffman out and put Kendall McKay in.
Ooh. 11. Thank you.
Yes.
So a different look, just really one big. guess Blair can be that other forward. And it's going to be a full court press here from Olsch. As Blair's handling, turns and finds McKay over half court. She's got some space. Dribbles in left side. Out to Pauly. Goes along the baseline. Left-handed pass stolen away by Garner. But Garner dribbles it out of bounds. Contested there by Johnson. Nice job by Adonai Johnson to pressure the ball there. Yeah, definitely doesn't look like Johnson touched the ball, but was harassing
right
the dribbler. 19-11, Olsch, 7:36 to go, second quarter. Waynesburg inbounds to Cowell. She's pushing it in, right side, out for Johnson. Pauly. Cowell at the free throw line, turns and faces. Spins in, puts up the shot, short. Follows her miss. Has the ball. She's surrounded by white jerseys, out for Johnson.
Well, I don't know how there wasn't a foul there. Man, that was... They were all over her.
It was four white jerseys all around Cal, and she's eventually called for 3 seconds after she throws it back out. Macy Trombetta over the timeline, defended by McKay, right side. Right corner, it is Garner. Inside looking for Dashner. Extra pass to Trombetta. Little jumper is good, angled left side for two.
And that's a shot you don't see anymore, are those 12 to 15-foot jumpers.
A little mid-ranger. 21-11, Olsch, under 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Whistling a foul on the chart. No fouls in that first quarter.
I know. Unbelievable. I mean, the officials are letting them play, but it was a relatively clean first quarter.
Olsch's Sarah Dashner, her first team first. Tossed off the back of the jersey of Parker, and the inbounder, Pauly, gets it back. Dribbles it back to the top of the key. Probing left side along the arc. Turns and reverses to the right side. McKay, high post. It's Cowell out for Pauly. Three ball. No. Pulled in by Dashner. Olsch over the timeline. Pass ahead to Jules Goshen looking inside for Garner. Garner a little step back off 1 foot is good.
Boy, Garner with a nice step back shot.
23-11. There's a whistle. 6:22 to go in this second quarter. Foul goes against Olsch, pressuring in the backcourt. That is Leah Parker, her first team second of the quarter. So Olsch by a dozen. It was 15-0 to open this game. All 11 Waynesburg points have been scored by Emma Blair. Cowell ahead for Johnson. Waynesburg breaks the press. Inside to Blair, surrounded by white jerseys on that right block. Has it knocked away. Bodies hit the floor. And it's a tie-up. Right by the left elbow. Possession arrow to Waynesburg. 6:09 to go, second quarter, 23-11. Olsch over Waynesburg Central. Pauly to inbound into the basket, right side. Out to Cowell. Blair, that's her spot. Three-pointer, in and out. Cowell the rebound, and she is fouled on her way up. Well, Peyton Cowell's making a presence felt in there.
She is. Good job by Peyton Cowell that time to drive the paint. And when she got the rebound, she didn't bring the ball down. Keep it above your head and go back up.
Fouls on Jules Goshen, her first team third. Cowell to the line to shoot two. No good on the first. Here comes Addison Cowell, as well as Chatham Knight returning. On the other side, it's Shea Trombetta for Parker, as well as Winter is back for Garner. 23-21 Olsch, 6:03 to go, second quarter.
I've really been impressed with Rowan Winter for Olsch so far. She's playing really well under the hoop.
Second free throw also off the mark. Sarah Dashner the rebound. Quickly up the right side. Hands to Winter, gets it right backed. Three-pointer on the move off the left side of the rim. She follows her miss, gets her own rebound. Trombetta pulls it back out. That's Macy Trombetta.
Waynesburg in a man defense now.
Shea Trombetta driving right side along the baseline. Back out to Macy. Little 15-footer, and she nails it. That's two of those for her.
The shooting percentage has to be incredible for Olsch so far.
Ooh, stepping in front of that pass is Shea Trombetta. Left wing, Macy Trombetta, three ball. Off the mark, pulled in by Cowell. 25-11, Olsch, 5:20 to go, second quarter. It was Peyton Cowell that pulled it in. Now she's sharing the floor with Addison. Nice little bounce pass from Knight to Cowell into the lane. Blocked by Winter. Coming the other way. Feels like Winter's got to be out there to contest with Powell.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because Cowell was really controlling things there on the inside. Trombetta, Macy Trombetta, over to Goshen. Goshen goes to the elbow. out to Dashner, right corner. Shea Trombetta. Nope, that's Macy. Foot on the line. No good. Pulled in by Goshen. Back out. Another three-pointer. Up and good. It's Sarah Dashner into the score sheet for the first time. 28-11 Olsch.
Well, Waynesburg's got to figure out how to get some offense moving.
4:30 to go, second quarter. Host Chargers by 17. Addison Cowell now to the top. It's Blair. From the free throw line out tonight, she had her shot partially blocked there by Macy Trombetta. They'll say out of bounds to Olsch, but it was pretty clear that Knight's shot was blocked.
Yeah, I thought that was tipped also. That was a blocked shot. If it was,
yep.
Right.
Good work by our crew to get together.
Yeah, I mean, you got to help each other out if you're an official. So
Waynesburg will inbound underneath the Olsch basket. 4:20 to go, second quarter. 28-11, Olsch. Pauly to trigger. Doesn't really have anywhere to go. Out towards midcourt to Blair. Just keeps it in. Peyton Cowell to Knight. Deep corner. Back to Cowell, right wing. Towards the top, Pauly, and it's taken away by Cameron Hummel. Hummel, nice look ahead for Goshen. Jules Goshen up, no good, too strong. Rebound off the mark as well. Blair the rebound for Waynesburg. Pauly in transition. White jersey's hustling back. Reversed to Knight. Inside to Addison Cal. Back out to Knight. Little shot right inside the jumper, inside the free throw line. It was Peyton Cal off the mark. Here comes Hummel. Olsch with the ball up by 17. Goshen to Winter, above the free throw line. Drives in, left-handed shot. Spills out, and it's Peyton Cowell. Waynesburg basketball with Pauly. Blair dribbles to the top of the key, puts up a three. Hits off the rim awkwardly to the left and out of play. Olsch basketball. And
well,
Blair still has all their points.
Yeah, the Raiders now just have to settle down a little bit. Work that ball around, get that extra pass in, and look for the open shot.
Johnson's back for Waynesburg. Olsch subbed as well. 3:15 to go, second quarter. It's 28-11, Olsch. As it is Goshen handling. Right corner, it's Garner looking inside to Winter. Winter driving over that right shoulder into the paint. No good on her shot. Pulled in by Johnson. Pauly the other way. Over half court to Johnson, right wing. Sets for three. She's short. Here comes Hummel for Olsch. Hummel racing down the floor, two on two. She peels out left. Cross-court pass intercepted there by Peyton Cowell. Cowell dribbles right down the center of the court, into the paint, puts up her shot, and she's fouled. It was Hummel who finally contested her, but you've got Cowell running right down Main Street.
Yeah, if you watch a replay, she got the ball on the far end and said, I'm just taking it myself.
And so two free throws coming here for Cal, for Hummel. It's her first. It's the team's fourth. So free throws the rest of the way here for Waynesburg. And Cal, that's the first point of the night here. Number one in the second quarter and number two not scored by Emma Blair.
That's unbelievable.
28-12 Olsch, 2:41 left in this second quarter. Misses the second. And here comes Hummel looking. Pressured there. Lost her dribble. Garner harassed by Pauly. Oh, nice look inside for Winter for two.
I tell you, Winter's doing a great job with positioning.
30-12, Olsch, 2:20 to go. First half. As Pauly's harassed there by Hummel. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Olsch.
I don't understand. That's a reach-in foul anywhere. And I can't believe they're not calling that tonight.
Yeah, haven't called,
no,
called much.
No, they're letting them play. But, I mean, some things you have to call. That's why the rules are in the book.
Peyton Cowell looking for a cutting. Addison Cowell. It's off the mark, stolen away. Shea Trombetta goes all the way to the basket. Left-handed layup is no good. But there's a whistle and a foul. This will be the first foul on Waynesburg. 2:10 to go, second quarter. It's 30-12, Olsch. And they'll catch Peyton Cowell for her first. Shea Trombetta for two. Converts the first.
Well, we talked the other night about how important free throws are in these playoff games, and I'm telling you, Olsch is shooting the lights out tonight.
Olsch, 31 points here with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the first half, make it 32. Six different players have scored for the Chargers. As Pauly is over half court, a little bit of pressure there by Hummel. Double team in the deep left corner. Back out for Blair. Blair drives to the free throw line, picks up a dribble, and Hummel takes it away. Almost pressured right back in the backcourt by Johnson. She drives in, and a double dribble. Good ball pressure from Johnson, and it results in a turnover.
Well, she looked like she was going to pass and changed her mind, and unfortunately had already touched the ball with her second hand. So
you can't do that.
No.
Dashner and Parker return for Olsch. It's 32-12, Chargers over Waynesburg Central. 1:45 left in this first half. Pauly lost her dribble near midcourt. Found an outlet in Johnson, and she gets it back. 2 feet still in the circle. Left side, it is Johnson. Free throw line, it's Blair. She'll turn and face. Dribbles in. Has it knocked away. And it's out of bounds, but to Olsch.
Yeah, I don't think she had it knocked away. I think she just lost a handle on it. Yeah.
Let it fly. Olsch ball, 32-12. Chargers, 1:20 to go. First half. Dashner to the deep corner for Garner. Right block. Winter, a little turnaround.
Nice. Wow. Boy, she is a player. And that was good defense by Addison Cowell that time. And just nothing you can do about that.
Winter, the only underclassman in the lineup, a sophomore. And Winter, it looked like she had blocked Pauly, but a whistle and a foul on the left-handed layup.
You know, we have a pretty good angle here, and that looked like all ball, I have to say.
Yeah, Coach Don Eckerly, not too happy about that one.
Yeah, but I kind of have to agree with him on that one. He should be upset.
His squad is leading 34-12 with 1:04 left in the second quarter. Two free throws coming for Tess Pauly. No dice on her first attempt. This one started 15-0, Olsch. Waynesburg cut it to 6, I do believe, or 8 at one point as Pauly splits the pair.
I think you're right, it was 8.
Yeah, 19-11.
Yep.
34-13, final minute of the first half. Olsch leads Waynesburg Central. Dashner for Garner, deep right corner, fires a 3. She's well short. And a whistle and a held basketball underneath between Addison Cowell and Shea Trombetta. Stays with Olsch, 50 seconds left in the half. Dashner to trigger under the basket, right side. Pass tipped by Blair, but hauled in by Parker. Left wing, Trombetta drives, goes to the right elbow, drives around, goes to the right block, shoots and scores. And one for Shea Trombetta. She dribbled all the way around.
Yeah, I mean, right now, unfortunately for the Raiders, Olsch is just outplaying them.
Yeah, Olsch, especially offensively.
And, oh, you know, yeah.
They've only given up 13 points, but right. Offensively, it's been lights out. Made free throw for Trombetta. Give her 5. 37-13. Olsch over Waynesburg Central. 41 seconds left in this first half. Back is Kendall McKay. Here come the Raiders. Pauly drives right into the key, puts up a right-handed push shot, rattles around and falls.
Well, she's going to have to keep driving like that to kind of get the momentum turned toward the Raiders. Try to get her team fired up, sorry.
Yep, she went right in and scored. 37-15, Olsch, final 20 seconds of this first half. Dashner out near midcourt, now has Parker. Extra pass for Garner, right side, harassed by Pauly, 8 seconds. Looking back for Trombetta. It was tipped by McKay, but she recovers. Garner, deep corner to the block. Winter, quick turnarounds. No good. And that'll do it for the first half. Olsch 37, Waynesburg Central 15 here on Green Sports on the Net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit PowerOfBowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at PowerOfBowser.com. PowerOfBowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
Manny?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, 37, Waynesburg Central, 15 at the half here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. It was 15-0 Olsch to start this one. Waynesburg Central clawed back to make it 19-11, but we just watched an 18-4 second quarter in favor of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart.
Yeah, the Raiders are really struggling tonight on offense. They normally don't shoot this poorly, but tonight they're getting some open looks. They just can't get it to drop other than Emma Blair.
Yeah, Emma Blair, 3 three-pointers in the first half. She has a game-high 11 points at the moment, all 11 points coming in that first quarter.
Yeah, I got to give Olsch credit. I mean, they're just playing well on both ends of the floor. Defense, they're shutting the Raiders down. On offense, they're working the ball around, getting the open shot. And pretty much that's the name of the game tonight.
Yeah, balanced offensive attack for Olsch here in this first half. 6 different scores. Lola Garner leads the way with 10. Rowan Winter with 8. Leah Parker with 7. Shea Trombetta with 5. Her sister Macy's got 4. Sarah Dashner, a 3-ball of her own. Waynesburg Central, that second quarter was rough. Didn't have a field goal till the final minute, 2 minutes, when Pauly drove in and scored.
Yeah, and I think that's the name of the second half, is Tess Pauly's going to have to try to drive more. Even if she doesn't go up for a shot, they're going to collapse on her, and she's got to find the player that's open, which is not going to be an easy thing to do because Olsch is playing a really good defense.
Yeah, they certainly are. Waynesburg Central, 21-2 in the regular season, beat 2A number 3 seed Chartiers Houston, 2A number 4 seed Fort Cherry, 2A number 8 seed California, 1A number 6 West Greene. Only regular season losses to Seton LaSalle and Keystone Oaks. The only team in section to beat Seton LaSalle did so on January 31st and won a rematch with KO on February the 2nd. So,
well, and the Raiders got the 7th seed, but they had victories over, you know, some top seeded teams in the bracket, and for some reason they're just not playing real well in the playoffs, unfortunately.
Yeah. That win against Deer Lakes to open the postseason was a magical one.
It was. It was.
Tess Pauly with 23, Emma Blair with 14, a 16-0 third quarter. Big third quarter may be the key, and was at Avella the other night with Coach Eugene Briggs. and, you know, longtime coach in the area. And for Avella, down big at the half, it was, can we get it to single digits going into the fourth quarter?
Right.
That's the thinking on the coaching end of it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Waynesburg's coach right now, you're just telling them, look, we're better than this. We got to settle down and come out and play. We have a whole half to play. There's no reason we can't get right back in this game. I mean, you are down 22, but they also have a lot of three-point shooters and some scorers. Peyton Cow, she can have a 30-point game, and they just need to kind of get it moving, get it rolling, and get the momentum on their side.
As I said before, Olsch, returning state semifinalists, a team that has plenty of experience, lost quite a bit of firepower from last year's team. Claudia Iarullo was an all-state guard. Now it's Slippery Rock. A couple other key contributors graduated. So Olsch didn't go 19-3 in the regular season like they did last year, but they were still pretty darn good.
Oh, they're a heck of a team from top to bottom. I mean, how many have they played? They've played, what, 7 or 8 girls, and, you know, without dropping a beat. So they've, you know, they've got an outstanding team. I mean, it's hard to follow up a, you know, the state semifinals, but they've still got a great team, and they've got a shot this year. They're not done.
Now, this is a team. Last year they were in a consolation game. They won the third place game 62-31.
Oh my goodness.
So they don't lose and then pack it up and go home. They know with Coach Don Eckerly and this crew, and Coach Eckerly, year 23 for him, over 400 wins.
Well,
earned his 400th this year. Like, this is what they do.
Congratulations. Yeah. But you're right. It's when you build a program like that, you don't, what is it? You don't rebuild, you
reload.
Reload. Exactly. And that's what they're doing. Where Waynesburg, hey, a lot of freshmen on the team, they're building, and they've had an outstanding season. They need to come back out here in the second half, win or lose, and play much better so they keep their confidence up.
Absolutely. With that, we'll take one more break here at the half. It's Olsch 37, Waynesburg Central 15.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Second half about to get underway here from Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. 37-15, Olsch over Waynesburg Central on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS. Raiders starting with Adonai Johnson, Paulie, Blair, Knight, and Peyton Cowell on the floor for Olsch. Let's see here. Yep, that is Shea Trombetta, Sarah Dashner, Leah Parker, Lola Garner, and Rowan Winter. Here we go. Waynesburg Central with the basketball, trailing by 22. High post. It is Cal. Left side for Blair. Dribbles in. Little baseline jumper. Little long. Cal the rebound. Misses the layup. Follow-up is out of bounds. Last touch by Olsch.
Boy, good position by Peyton Cal that time, but she's got to make that layup.
Just got to hit the square.
Yeah, you got to make them.
Waynesburg triggering with Pauly out for Cal. Gives it right back to Pauly along the baseline. Passing to the opposite corner, just out of reach for Knight. It's a turnover. So Waynesburg Central, two good looks on that possession. Comes up empty. 7:40 to go, third quarter. It's Olsch 37, Waynesburg Central 15. Dashner. Dribbling and harassed by Johnson to the deep right corner. Now along the baseline. Picks up her dribble in the short corner for Winter. Mid-post, up and in. Winter into double figures.
Hey, Winter's money. She's got a hot hand tonight.
Yeah, sophomore's got 10. 39-15. Olsch, 7:15 to go in the third. Blair, live dribble, right wing. Out to Peyton Cowell. Back to Blair. Right corner. Dribbling towards foul line extended. Cowell. Probing in, mid-post. Passes tipped, and Dashner takes it away. Shovels it forward to Trombetta. Into the paint, out wide to Parker. Parker goes around one defender inside to Winter. No good. Gets her own rebound in the paint. Slapped away by Cowell, and it will stay here. Out of bounds on the Cowell slap away. 39-15, Olsch, 6:46 left in this third quarter. Dashner triggers. Oh, has an open player there, right block. It is Parker up and in.
Well, Waynesburg's playing a man defense, but you can't get slow. I mean, you got to stick with your player because right there we saw the Olsch player get wide open in the paint.
Yep. Converted the chippy. 41-15, Olsch, 6.5 to go, third quarter. Pauly back and forth with Johnson. Extra pass to Blair, right wing. Gives to Johnson. Looking for the high post, had it tipped back to her by Dashner. Peyton Cal probes into the left elbow, pulls up for a jumper, no good, bounces in the rim twice, ball's on the ground, Cal gets there, dives there, back to Johnson, and Johnson's pass is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dashner. Man, Olsch doesn't make things easy, do they?
No, they don't. I'll tell you, they're aggressive and they play great defense.
It is Blair, dribbling towards the left side, deep corner for Knight. Cowell, nice little back cut. Pauly, right hand. She scores and she's fouled. Tess Pauly for two.
Actually, I think that was Adnae Johnson.
Oh, Johnson.
Yep.
You know this squad better than I do.
Well, yeah, and I mean, they both got ponytails. They're close to the same size. So
good
that's,
cut.
That's on the far end of the floor, too.
Johnson, that's her first basket of the game. I should have known the all-white sneakers, too.
Right.
Offensive rebound on the missed free throw by Blair. No good. Pulled in by Knight. Waynesburg a chance to double dip on this trip. Johnson, extra pass to Pauly, left corner. She's going to take a three. She's long. But Knight is there, up and in.
Well, you've seen the adjustment. The Raiders are keeping people under the hoop. They're getting those offensive rebounds and getting a second opportunity.
Well, Johnson and Knight both score their first basket of the game on that one possession.
Right.
Still 41-19, Olsch, 5.5 to go. A little hook shot there from Winter. Right block doesn't fall. So four straight points here for Waynesburg Central. A little something brewing. As it is Johnson. Blair to the right elbow with Cowell. Back out. Left wing. Pauly thought about it. Triple threat now into a dribble. Hands off to Blair. Dribbles left. Knight to Cowell. Back to Knight. Wanted to throw it to Blair on the block, and it was batted away by Parker. Out of bounds. 5:03 to go, third quarter, 41-19, Olsch over Waynesburg Central. This is Johnson, three-pointer off the dribble. Felt good after a first basket, doesn't fall, long rebound. Johnson fights for it on the ground, but eventually it's pulled in by Lola Garner.
I thought they were going to call a jump ball there, but they didn't have control of it,
I guess. They let it go for another beat. Oh, nice feed inside. It was Dashner to Winter, a little pocket pass. 43-19, Olsch. 4:35 left in the third quarter. Cowell at the left elbow, turns and faces, left corner, right elbow to the left corner. Three-pointer rattles around and in for Adonai Johnson.
Well, Adonai's starting to heat her hand up a little bit, I guess, having a much better second half.
5 points in the quarter, 43-22. Olsch leads with 4:15 to go in the third. Parker, high post to Winter, gets it back and then kicks it to the left side with Trombetta. Back to Parker. Winter, left elbow, and now back out for Dashner. That's Shea Trombetta, checked by Knight. Gives to the left wing, or right wing, for Parker. Nope, that's Lola Garner. Pulls up and scores. It's a two for Garner. Long jumper, 45-22. Olsch, 3:40 to go in the third. Cal, deep right corner to Pauly. Johnson on that same side wing. Turning and facing in the paint is Cal. Shoots, rattles around, and scores. Peyton Cal, our first field goal.
Little shooter's roll right there as she hit the front of the rim, and then it rolled on in.
45-21 Olsch, 3:20 to go, third quarter. Winter at the high post. Picked up her dribble, back facing the basket. Had it slapped away and then taken away on the pass by Johnson. But Johnson attacked from behind by Trombetta. And everyone goes to the floor, and the possession arrow points to Olsch.
Yeah, I couldn't even see the ball. Everybody went to the floor and just kind of covered the ball.
3:04 left in this third quarter. 45-24, Olsch leads. Some subs for both teams. Olsch, I saw Jules Goshen into the game, as well as Macy Trombetta. It's Goshen driving in the left side, left-handed layup, up and good. Jules Goshen, her first basket. 47-24 Olsch. 2:45 left as Pauly dribbling on the right sideline, lost her handle out of bounds. Coming the other way with the Chargers. And yep. Pauly's playing the whole game. You just got fresh legs come in to defend her.
Right.
She's played just about every second of this one. Addison Cowell as well as McKay. Kendall McKay came in as this one's a right-handed layup driving in as Macy Trombetta for two. 49-24 Olsch. 2:27 left in the third quarter. Waynesburg Central around the three-point arc. Now looking inside mid-post. It's Blair spinning in, and she's fouled on her way to the basket. 2:16 to go, third quarter. 49-24, Olsch leads. Just the second foul of the second half. It is Lola Garner, her second. Team second.
Yeah, Emma Blair, nice move that time. Just got fouled and couldn't finish the basket.
Blair, 11 points all in the first quarter, 3 three-pointers. She makes the first. 49-25, Olsch leads. 2:16 to go in the quarter. Peyton Cowell returns for Addison Cowell. Second free throw is good. Blair's got 13 to lead all scorers. 49-26 Olsch, 2:10 to go, third quarter. Macy Trombetta, now it's left side with Garner on the wing. High ball screen from Parker. Jules Goshen back to the younger Trombetta. Well beyond the arc. Now she drives in, left hand, puts up the shot. No good on the shot, but the rebound is there for Garner. Turnaround shot is good. Lola Garner's got 14. It's 51-26. Olsch. 1:40 to play here in the third. Blair, left corner for Knight. Three ball. Good. Chatham Knight.
Raiders working the ball around nice, finding the open shooter who happened to be Chatham Knight. She had a nice shot.
51-29, 1:23 to go, third quarter. Knight's got five in the quarter. Garner to Trombetta, reversed to the right side with Goshen. Goshen.
Whoa.
To the deep corner. May have gotten away with one there.
Olsch may have gotten away with throwing an elbow.
And that pass from Parker, too strong for Garner, coming the other way. Blair drives in, shoots in, scores in transition. 15 for Emma Blair, 51-31 Olsch. Final minute of this third quarter. Goshen for Leah Parker. At the top, it's Garner. Reverse to Goshen, looking for the left block. Nice shot by Pauly to get in front of it. She tips it forward all the way down to the other end of the floor. Recovered the loose ball and was along the baseline when she turned to pass it to a teammate and was whistled for a travel.
Yeah, that's always a hard call. It is a travel, but, you know, when you're diving and rolling with the ball, there's not a whole lot you can do with your momentum at that point.
Yeah, good hustle play there by Pauly. 33 seconds left in the third quarter. It's 51-31. Olsch. And this has been a pretty even quarter. It was a 22-point game at the half, and it's a 20-point game now. And still well away from the basket is Goshen, and now Macy Trombetta. Shea Trombetta drives in after the ball fake, goes up for a left-handed layup, and she is fouled. So the older Trombetta sister, that is Shea, will go to the free throw line. 11 seconds left in the third quarter, 51-31. Olsch fouls on Chatham Knight, her first, team first of the quarter. Waynesburg's only been fouled, whistled for three fouls.
Boy, have I been impressed with Olsch's shooting tonight, though. Not only free throws, but from the three-point line, driving, taking those 12, 15-foot jumpers. Their percentage has to be incredible tonight.
All of it. Trombetta hits the first, misses the second. Final 10 seconds, quickly the other way. Pauly trying to a cross-court pass. It's tipped immediately, coming back with Olsch. Underneath, it's Trombetta, right side, and she scores. And that will do it for the quarter. It was Shea Trombetta with a layup in transition. 54-31, Olsch leads on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
54-31, Olsch over Waynesburg Central. As we head to the fourth quarter here from Olsch on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County. For Waynesburg, I see Johnson, Pauly, Blair, Knight, and Peyton Cowell. For Olsch, I see Hummel, Goshen, Winter, Trombetta, and Trombetta. So Shea and Macy are both out there for Olsch. Top of the key, left side, it's Blair. Driving in, looking to kick back out to the high post. Cowell. Pauly gets around one defender, but the other one switches on her. Blair, chunked out near the sideline. Deep left corner, it's Pauly. Back to Blair, left block. And look to be tied up, and it's a foul. Probably Jules Goshen reaching in.
That was close to a jump ball, but Emma Blair turned at the last minute, and the Oaks player had to grab her arm. And that's when they called the foul.
Yeah, Jules Goshen, her second, team first of this fourth quarter. 54-31. Olsch, 7.5 to go in the fourth. Pauly, deep left corner, probes in with the left hand into the paint. Puts up the floater and scores. Tess Pauly, first basket of the fourth. 54-33, Olsch on top. Nice little drive there. Macy Trombetta over for Shea Trombetta, reverse to Hummel. Left side. Deep left corner, three-pointer for Goshen, too strong. Cameron Hummel tracks it down in the opposite corner. And a timeout by Olsch. We'll take a timeout as well. 54-33 Chargers, 7:04 left in the fourth on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Cameron Hummel with a driving layup to make it 56-33 Olsch here on Greensports.net. 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Waynesburg Central with the ball, trailing by 23. Ball reversal to the left corner for Knight. Deep three. She's got it again. Chatham Knight, her second three from that spot.
Waynesburg moved the ball a little bit more than they normally do that time.
20-point game, 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth. It is Macy Trombetta to Hummel to Goshen, right side. Goshen to the high post. It's Winter. Turns and faces. Shea Trombetta pulls it all the way back out towards midcourt. Finds Hummel just a few steps inside the timeline. Goshen, right wing, to a cutting Shea Trombetta. No good on the layup. Rebound, she gets it back. No good as well. Pulled in by Blair. Blair's checked by Trombetta. To Hummel, quick three. And it's an offensive rebound for Olsch. Follow-up shot by the younger Trombetta, Macy. And it's out of bounds. Stays here with Olsch. Even this like second group with Olsch, they are still attacking.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Well, it's the mentality of the team. Doesn't matter who gets put in the game, that's what's expected.
56-36, Olsch, 5:45 left in the fourth. Macy Trombetta checked by Pauly. Loses her dribble just inside the three-point line. Winter drives in from the high post all the way to the basket and scores with the left hand. 14 for Rowan Winter. 58-36 Olsch, 5.5 to go in the fourth. Johnson, a three-pointer off the feed from Blair, is good. Right wing. Adonai Johnson, her second three of the second half.
Yeah, Adonai finally getting it going here in the second half. Good for her.
Yeah, the third quarter was just 17-16 Olsch. This second half may end up being pretty even as Shea Trombetta misses on the layup. The follow-up was fought for between Cowell and Goshen. It's a jump ball, and it'll stay here with Olsch. Yeah, it was a 22-point game at the half. It's a 21-point game here. Just that 15-0 start.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that at halftime. Man, when you go down something like that to a good team, it is really hard to work your way back.
Dashner back in the game, and she triggers. Goshen, deep left corner, and dribbles it all the way up to the top. Pete touching the logo near midcourt. Her pass to the right wing, deflected out of bounds by Blair. Here comes McKay in place of Knight for Waynesburg. 58-39 Olsch, 5 minutes left in regulation here in this consolation game. It's a state qualifier. The winner on to the fifth-place game. The loser will see their season end. Under five to go here. It's Garner. Finds Dashner. Pressure there by Johnson. Nice little back cut. Shea Trombetta puts it in. 10 points. Third charger in double figures. 60-39 Olsch. Tipped out of bounds by Dashner along the far sideline.
You got to appreciate Olsch and the way they're playing. I mean, here it is. They've got a big lead. It's late in the fourth quarter, and they're still playing hard. And you said it, though. I don't think there's a starter on the floor, is there? Well, yeah. Well, Winters is still out there.
Parker's back. Dashner's back. A couple of them came back. Yeah. Shot there and a foul. Garner. They had the younger Trombetta in there. They had Goshen in there. They had Hummel in there for quite some time.
Right.
And a whistle and a foul on Garner as Adonai Johnson was shooting from the right baseline. Johnson a chance to get into double figures. She's got 8 tonight. 2 free throws coming. First is good. Chatham Knight returns for McKay. It's 60-40. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart over Waynesburg Central. 4:37 left in regulation. Second free throw is good, so Johnson's in double figures with 10.
I believe it's first time under 20 for a while, isn't it? The lead for Olsch?
Yes. 19-point game, 4.5 minutes left in regulation. As Garner was push there from Blair upon receiving the pass just inside the top of the key.
Yeah, good call. Blair a little too aggressive.
Yeah, Garner a senior, Blair a freshman. And Garner, Olsh's leading scorer. She catches it in the left corner, puts up a quick shot, pulled in by Johnson. Johnson up the floor for Waynesburg Central along the left side, drifts towards the middle, passes to Pauly. Pauly to Blair, 15 feet from the rim, and she travels left side before driving in. It's a turnover. 4:17 to go, 60-41, Olsh over Waynesburg Central. Here is Dashner over the timeline, checked by Johnson. Shea Trombetta to Parker. Using the ball screen of Winter. Gets all the way around to the other side of the key. Puts up a shot and rattles around and in.
I'm not sure if that was a shot or just a throw at the hoop. But it went in, so it doesn't matter.
62-41 Olsh, 3:50 to go in the fourth. As Cowell drives in, goes to the right block. Little hook there. It falls for the senior. 62-43, Olsh, 3:40 left in regulation. Dashner out for Garner at the top. Left elbow, Winter drives into the left block. Ooh, nice left-handed shot. She's
Boy,
got 16.
Yeah, she's had a heck of a night.
She's been a problem. 64-43, Olsh, 3:20 to go. Johnson, right wing, has it out to her, and she banks it in. Adonai Johnson, 13 points all in the second half. 64-46, Olsh.
Adonai is definitely on a mission here in the second half.
It's her third three-pointer of the half, second of the quarter. Final 3 minutes here from Olsh. Shea Trombetta loses her dribble, gives to Parker. Dashing it out at the top, reverses to Garner, left wing. And Shea Trombetta will dribble it back out towards half court. Again, still near half court, just back and forth for Olsh. An outlet for Winter, who loses her dribble. Pass deflected there by Cowell. Tracked down along the baseline. Little free throw line jumper here for Parker, and she cans it. 13 for Leah Parker. Back to a 20-point game, 66-46.
Timeout for Waynesburg.
We'll take a timeout as well. Olsh by 20, 2:18 left in the fourth here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
'66-46, Olsh over Waynesburg Central. 2:18 left to go in the fourth quarter here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on NFHS. Olsh led 15-0 to open this ball game, led by 22 at the half. It's been pretty even in this second half as Waynesburg Central inbounds near their bench, or on the other side of the floor at least. It is Pauly, a three-pointer off the catch, just to the right side, no good. Coming the other way, it's Shea Trombetta for Parker. Parker for Jules Goshen. So Jules Goshen and Macy Trombetta are in the game. Winter on the left block, back out for Parker. Drives the baseline, puts up the shot, no good. Good contest there by Cowell, and it's coming the other way. Waynesburg Central. Cowell loses her dribble at the three-point line. Finds Pauly, high post, turning, driving, shooting was Blair, and she's blocked by Winter. That'll stay with Waynesburg Central.
Yeah, that was a good no call. Olsh had their arms up that time, and And when Emma Blair spun and turned into her, she just hit the arm, but the defensive player had good position.
1:32 left in regulation, 66-46 Olshes. Paulie was looking to sneak that one inside, but too high and too far for Peyton Cowell. And Winter will take a seat in favor of Alexa Schmidt, who is a senior getting in the game here. All right, 1:26 left in regulation. Waynesburg Central pressing full court here. Cross-court pass is tracked down. I believe that's Vivian Goshen, 23. Little one dribble and a shot there by Macy Trombetta. Rebound pulled in by Waynesburg Central. Peyton Cowell quickly down the floor, all the way to the basket. Blocked by Shea Trombetta, coming the other way.
What a nice block by Trombetta that time.
Final minute here from Olsh. 66-46 Chargers over Waynesburg Central, and a whistle and a foul as it was Tess Pauley pressuring Macy Trombetta. Here comes Ashlyn Johnson, another senior. So Schmidt's in the game, Johnson's in the game. Nice little backdoor pass for Jules Goshen, and she puts it in. And she's fouled. That pass came from midcourt on the inbound.
Yeah. Nicely drawn up play.
68-46, Olsh, 52.8 seconds left in this one. Yeah, the Chargers don't stop playing. To Waynesburg Central's credit, as of right now, is here comes Sydney Trippi for Olsh. This game has been dead even in the second half.
Right?
Dead even.
And Waynesburg did the same thing when they played Beaver Falls. They just fell too far behind in the first half. They couldn't make it up in the second.
Free throw, no good, but long rebound along the baseline. Olsh continues with it. Schmidt back out. Her pass intercepted by Pauley. Pauley quickly down the left sideline. A lot of white jerseys around her. Picks up her dribble, throws up a shot, and she's fouled. I believe that's Vivian Goshen. I've got her as 34 on my roster. I don't have a 23. Yeah, that is Vivian Goshen.
Vivian Goshen, yep. Yes, you're correct.
Free throw coming here for Pauley, and it rattles all the way around and in. She's got six.
That ball touched every part of the hoop before it went in.
68-47. And you heard last year's third place score. I mean, it was in the 60s to 30s.
Right.
And that was a third place game with Elwood City last year for Olsh. So Waynesburg Central not alone in running into the buzzsaw that is the Chargers. 20-point game, final 40 seconds. Out ahead to Ashlyn Johnson for Goshen again. Blocked there by Blair. Waynesburg Central coming the other way. Pauley over the timeline. Dribbling towards the middle. Cowell thought about the three. Gives to Pauley. She'll pop one from deep. Good. Tess Pauley's got 10. 68-51 Olsh. Final 15 seconds. Goshen's over the timeline. Deep left corner for Schmidt. Back for a three. It's Trippi, no good. Blair, final seconds, 5 seconds to go. And with that, a timeout. Will they just do a substitution?
I think that's all it is.
Okay.
Substitution timeout. They couldn't get Chatham Knight back in the game.
And Knight replaces Johnson. So 5 seconds left. Olsh is going to move on. 68-51, the Chargers lead. We'll see if Waynesburg Central can score one final time. Pauley at midcourt. Gives it to Cal. She'll fire a three at the buzzer, and it is long. Final score from Olsh. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, 68. Waynesburg Central, 51. We'll take a break here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
Back from Olsch here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County. 68-51, Olsch wins over Waynesburg Central. The season comes to a close here for the Red Raiders, a 21-4 overall record, and the only losses are to Seton LaSalle in the semifinals,
right,
Beaver Falls in the semifinals, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, who looked awesome here tonight,
right,
and then one game to Keystone Oaks, which was avenged later in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard when your season ends on a loss. You know, but if you're not the state champion, your season ends on a loss.
Yep.
And the Raiders have a lot to hold their head high. I saw a lot of the girls crying, really upset. That just shows you their competitive spirit. But they had an outstanding season and a great run in the playoffs. I mean, that's all you can do. You know, you ran into two buzzsaws, and you got shell-shocked early, came back after halftime, and played really, really hard. So, really proud of all those girls. I thought they did a great job this season.
Yeah, Waynesburg Central, consider this. 10 players on the roster, 7 are underclasswomen.
Yep.
And coming into the season, head coach Mark Capozzoli told the OR, this will be a rebuilding year for our program.
Right. And yeah, you win 21 games.
Yeah, a rebuilding year. You beat Seton LaSalle. You beat KO.
Right.
Last year, you miss out on the playoffs altogether. You finish one game out against Brownsville. You lose to all the teams ahead of you in the standings, except for Brownsville. I mean, this was certainly a step forward. They want to play fast, play together, move the ball, play strong defense. And, you know, you got to have a great moment at Deer Lakes, or with that win at home over Deer Lakes, to finish 12-0 at home.
Right.
It's become a difficult place to play because of how well this team has gelled. And that was a special moment as well.
Right. I agree 100%.
Yeah, Waynesburg Central. State qualifiers in 23 and 24. Section champions in those years. Have yet to play in a Whipple final, but you look and see at this team. From tonight's game, you have freshman Emma Blair, your leading scorer, with 15 for Waynesburg Central. Adonai Johnson, another freshman, your second leading scorer, with 13. Tess Pauley, your third leading scorer. So you had three freshmen in the starting lineup all scoring double figures. And again, Olsch last year won their consolation game, the third place game, 62-31.
Right. Oh, and yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, that's why I said the Raiders represented themselves well. Olsch has a great team, great program, and they just, you know, keep reloading, and they played really well tonight.
Yeah, looking at the Chargers, they've qualified for the state playoffs every year since 2018,
right,
barring 2021. So,
yeah,
this goes pre-COVID.
Right.
So this run of success that the Chargers have had, they were state runners-up in 2018 at the 2A level, state semifinalists in 3A in 23 and 25, Whipple champs in 2A in 2019, four-time Whipple runner-ups. So this is a program with a lot of history. Coach Don Eckerle, as I said before, 400th win this year, 22 straight winning seasons.
Right.
And they're
outstanding
in states every year since 2018.
Right.
And they were ready to go from the jump.
100%.
That was certainly the case. 16 for Rowan Winter, 14 for Lola Garner, 13 for Leah Parker, and 10 for Shay Trombetta in this one, as it was a balanced scoring attack. Again, the story of this game, 15-0, Olsh opened it up, and then it was 19-11 was as close as Waynesburg Central got. But it is time for our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And we're back with our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game. It's Adonai Johnson. Really had two choices for this one. Blair really carried things in the first half. 13 points for Adonai Johnson, the freshman, all of them coming in the second half. She made three three-pointers on her way to this one. And again, Waynesburg Central, three leading scorers, were all freshmen, seven underclass women on their team. The future is certainly bright for Coach Mark Capozzoli and company here as Waynesburg Central wraps up its season at 21-4. Johnson is our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game. Well, for Olsh, the Chargers will face the winner of Quaker Valley and Avonworth on Monday. 7 p.m. tip-off in that game is scheduled. The semifinals for the 1A bracket will be played tomorrow with Beaver Falls and Greensburg Central Catholic at Peters at noon. And Seton LaSalle takes on top-seeded Shadyside at Keystone Oaks at 1:30. That'll do it for us here. It is Olsh 68, Waynesburg Central 51. Greensports.net is presented to you by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Visit Greene. Greene County is something for everyone. Visit Greene.org. Shaft Drillers International. Combined strength, unparalleled resources. Kinetic. Internet. Better. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. And CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Greensports.net, of course, is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, 68, Waynesburg Central, 51. Thanks for watching.